about me. I looked out the window. The streets were full of snow. I ran a little late for work, but I realized I got to go. Ran a little past due. Lord, I don't know what to do, but I lift my hand. For my children,
for my children too.
Long as I got
shoes put on my feet,
ooh,
for my children too.
Yeah,
everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
Let me just keep it real with you. When my money
something that carried us through a difficult time in our history. My grandmother used to listen to her music on those big 78 records. She was an icon to us. Joshua, find your place. I want you to close your eyes and just imagine as if Mahalia Jackson was in this house tonight. Give him a great big God bless you. He's going to bless your soul.
Thank you. thank God. I come and thank you. I want to thank God.
Got a load on his shoulder. Oh, I believe I see my mother.
Oh, I believe I see my mother.
Oh, I believe I see my mother. What is she doing? What you say, boy?
No, she got to be tried.
One more time. Say it once for the Father.
I know she got to be tried.
Say it one time for the Son.
She got to be tried.
One more time for the Holy Ghost.
She got to be tried.
Put them all together, let me do one.
Wait a minute. Look for y'all. Oh, look at the people.
John said, I looked and saw a number. In that number I saw 144,000. Then he looked again. He saw a great number. In that number was no man.
Well, he was a number.
And I heard John say, look at the Lord. Look at the people.
Oh, look at the people.
Look for y'all.
Look at the people.
What they doing? What you say?
Oh,
one more time.
They got to be tried.
Do you believe?
Now, Tony, since you and Hamilton want to play, y'all play and make it real sweet. Y'all give my hand. This is my friend tonight. This is my friend tonight. This is my new brother. Listen, I need for y'all to do me a favor tonight. I'm going to turn him loose tonight, okay? I need you to look at your neighbor square dead in the face. I need you to ask him this question in here tonight. Ask him this question. Listen.
Where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
If it wasn't for the Lord,
where would I be?
That was on my time.
Where would I be?
Somebody wave your hand.
Where would I be?
And try to walk in.
Where would I be?
Can you think about
where would I be?
Where would you be tonight?
Where would I be?
Listen, listen. Would you do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Yeah. Will y'all do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Will y'all do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Would y'all do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Grab your neighbor.
Where would I be?
Come on, we in church, it's all right. Grab somebody.
Where would I be?
Grab somebody.
Where would I be?
Grab somebody.
Where would I be?
Look at him and say, hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
Y'all ain't talking, tell him, hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
Y'all ain't talking, shout, hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
I don't still don't hear you. Hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
If it wasn't for,
where would I be?
If it wasn't for,
where would I be?
Come on, man. If it wasn't for this,
where would I be?
I once for it all.
I once for it all.
Woo! I once for it all.
I once for it all.
No, ain't talking. I once for it all.
I once for it all.
In the world of sin.
I once for it all.
But Christ said,
I once for it all.
Yeah. It took me.
I once for it all.
It took me.
I once for it all.
Yeah. It took me.
I once for it all.
Yeah. I was handed down.
I once for it all.
Woo! The road of destruction.
I once for it all.
Yeah.
I want
to
alone.
I want
to alone.
tiki boat. Such a lonely world, as I study. How many of you remember this old song? Churches started in a lowly existence. As a matter of fact, we started with camp meetings where we had to steal away to praise the Lord. And the first instrument we got in the church was not the organ nor the piano, but some brother got a drum, and he joined in with us.
As it lay and did my Savior bleed, as did my suffering die, would he give
a somebody got a tambourine, and it began to be,
hallelujah, for the
then came the bass fiddle, and then we born a piano. At the Baptist church. But you know, after I'd go with my grandmama to the Baptist church, I used to steal away around the corner to a little sanctified church. Anybody here know anything about sanctified church? And you know what? Over there, they believed in using all the instruments. They weren't quite as dignified as the Baptists and the Methodists. They believed in making a joyful noise. When we got to the sanctified church, we had the drums. Wait a minute, just wait now. Let me get it together. I say when we got there, we had the drums. And some brother went home and got his horn. And he began to blow it.
And the song.
part of it. Since I met him, he keeps me happy. Yes, he does.
All right, we are right at the top of the hour. 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're catching the wave. I'm your host, The Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. I want to thank all of you far and near for tuning in on a wonderful Sunday. It's October the 18th, 2020, and what a time we've had thus far. And what about that preacher, that man of God that came forth earlier today, Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heat Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. What a word, what a word. Now, look, many of you on this Sunday, those of you may be getting out, going to the stores or visiting friends, please don't forget to wear your mask. It's important for you, and in this day and time, we're seeing so many attacks of the enemy that's coming forth from all directions, and we as brothers and sisters in Christ need to continually guard ourselves and protect ourselves. We know we're covered under the blood, but we have to use the right judgment when it comes to dealing with things that we know we need to do. So use the right judgment and wear your mask. All right, look, want to send a shout out to Overseer Eli Ratcliffe, mom. Want to say hello to her and the family, and I thank all of you that's a part of the church family of the Lincoln Park for tuning in. Look, want to thank all of you that's locking in each and every day. Want to remind you to tune in tomorrow. That's Monday at 9:30 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. to Beat the Odds. To Beat the Odds, the number one talk show here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, with a live panel of men and women speaking on various topics, and you can tune in and be a part of that also by dialing the number 347-215-8049. Again, that number, 347-215-8049, and you can join in with us. The topic on Monday at 9:30 a.m., what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit and how important it is to use them.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Oh,
How many of y'all are willing to be used by God? If I were you tonight, I'm telling you, here am I, Lord, willing to be used by you. Oh, Lord.
Oh, I want to live so God can use me anywhere. I wanna walk.
gonna be my deliverer. Moses saw a burning bush, and then he heard a great sound. A voice spoke from that bush, yes it did, said you're standing on holy ground. Go back to Egypt land, you gotta set the people free.
Somebody right now,
that's going through. Let me tell you something. The only way to get through is that you got to go through. But when you get on the other side of your problem, get on the other side of your situation, you can say like the songwriter said, my soul, look back at me, how I made it over. When I come tonight to tell somebody that God delivered the children of Israel, and just like you delivered them, God's gonna deliver you. If you can just hang on.
She's better known as the Queen, Queen of Gospel, and many of you know her. It's Pastor Shirley Caesar, and right here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we want to salute Pastor Shirley Caesar. And many of you know she celebrated her birthday on last week, and those of you, if you had a chance to go out and just wave at her, they had a drive-by, and she was just excited, just waving at everybody. So, you know, Shirley is still young. She's still a young lady, still doing what she knows to do best, and that's to sing and preach the gospel, Jesus Christ. Pray that you're enjoying the music thus far. Got more coming your way right here. We are live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, on a beautiful Sunday, October the 18th, 2020. It's right at the bottom of the hour of 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've got more coming your way. Look, also want to remind those of you, feel free to give us a call right here, 347-215-8049. Now, we had some people who wanted to find out if they wanted to send a seed and sow a seed to this radio broadcast as we continually grow each and every day. And it is definitely welcome here. If you want to sow a seed, you can write to us at our mailing address, and you can write to us and make the check payable to Now Faith International Ministries. That's Now Faith International Ministries. That's P.O. Box. That's P.O. Box 97651, Raleigh, North Carolina. That zip code is 27624. Again, our mailing address, Now Faith International Ministries. That's P.O. Box 97651, Raleigh, North Carolina. Zip code 27624. All is appreciative, and we thank all of you that reach out to be a blessing to this broadcast. We're going to get back with more music. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Be safe. Now, back with more music.
Locked up in jail by the name of Daniel, and he heard that Daniel could. on your knees and said this. He said, go get Daniel from the jail. Oh, go get Daniel. Go get Daniel from the jail.
9:30 to 10:00 a.m. and on Thursdays from 1:00 to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Hit the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you because he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He is the same God today that he will be forevermore. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for all that he is doing. I bless the name of the Lord. I thank God for the opportunity to come back one more time. I tell God thank you because he is the Almighty God. I tell God thank you because he is Alpha and Omega. I tell God thank you because he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son. I tell God thank you that he left his Holy Ghost power here to lead and to guide Iterobasi in the name of Jesus. I tell God thank you just for being God. I bless the name of God, for he is my help and my strength. I tell God, thank you. He is, I don't know if I see all that I need. He said in his word, I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. And I'm so glad. I tell God, thank you. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come back one more time, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being a God that watched over us while we slumber and slept, dear God. I thank you for being the God that touched us this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for holding back the hands of death in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you just for being the Almighty God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being our healer, God. I thank you for being the deliverer, God. I thank you for being the miracle worker, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that we can cast all of our cares upon, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I tell you thank you for all things, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, touch right now, God. In the name of Jesus, in the emergency rooms, God, in the operating rooms, God. Oh, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you move, God, according to your will and your way, God. I ask that you save, that you sanctify, and that you fill with your Holy Ghost, God, those that will receive you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for all things, God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to bless in the name of Jesus. Father God, as I come to teach your word, God, anoint me afresh, God. Those that hear, God, anoint them with your Holy Ghost power, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them an understanding, God. Pour your wisdom into them in the name of Jesus. Continue to anoint with your Holy Ghost power, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless your apostles throughout the land, God. Bless your evangelists. Bless your prophets, God. Bless your teachers. Bless your pastors, God. Bless the whole house of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for just being God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask, trusting and believing you, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen. Hey, God, amen. Thank you, God. Again, I tell God, thank you for being the Almighty God. We cannot thank him enough for all that he is doing. Because were it not for God, we wouldn't be able to do anything. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for the breath that he puts in us each and every day. I thank God for how his angels watch over us each and every day. And I tell God, thank you just for being God. I give him glory because he is the Almighty God. And I tell God, thank you. Babies, there's something about calling on the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. When we call on that name, it will make us free from sin in the name of Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. I feel my help. Yeah, God. God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. Yes, I do, God. I thank you, God. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and worship with us and go into prayer with us on the third Tuesdays at 12 o'clock noon. We have noonday prayer. We ask you to come out and go in prayer with us. You can leave when you finish praying. If you so desire to stay and stay before the Lord, you're more than welcome to. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. We don't have Bible study, but I always encourage you to go in the Word of God wherever you are. Because, see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I tell God, thank you. And on this Saturday at 9:30, we will be going back into our deaconess teaching class. And Deaconess Myrtle Shepherd will be coming back to finish teaching on what it takes to be a deaconess. And I tell God, thank you for all things. If you didn't get there on the first session, please feel free to come and go into the second session with us. And on April the 15th, Christian Life will be having their rainbow tea. And we invite you to come out and worship with us as we give God glory. I know each and every one of you may know about the rainbow. And I tell God, thank you. But I'm expecting a powerful time with the Holy Ghost of God moving in the midst in the name of Jesus. And on April the 12th, we will be going down to St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church to open up their revival. And I will be bringing the Word of God. We ask you to come and go to Nashville with us as we go to bring the Word of God. And I tell God, thank you. And just to remind you, on first and third Tuesdays of each month, Pastor Michael Austin have come on board to come on the air with us. And I tell God, thank you, at 9:30 a.m. We ask you to join us as we come together and he preach, teach, and do what God have called him to do. I tell God, thank you for all things. We thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time to teach his word. I tell God, thank you because of the word. And John 1 and 1 say, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And verse 2 said, the same was in the beginning. I thank God for the word, because there are days when we have to speak the word to ourselves. And that's where we get our help from. That's where we get our strength from. When we were last together, we were talking about what it means to follow Jesus Christ. I tell God, thank you. I use the scenario of the GPS. And you notice sometimes you can put the address in that GPS and you begin to follow that little voice. And it might tell you, turn to the right. But as soon as you turn to the right, it tells you to make a U-turn, because that's the wrong direction. One thing that I do know is when you follow Jesus, you will never, ever be gone or led in the wrong direction. When you follow Jesus with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul, yeah, God, I tell God, thank you. You won't get lost. You won't turn on the wrong road. You won't get to the stop sign and not stop, because, see, you will listen to the Holy Ghost of God. And I tell God, thank you. When we follow Jesus, that means that we're coming after him. We're doing what his word say to do. That means that we're sold out to him. That we won't follow no other. The word of God tells us you can't serve two masters at the same time. You will love one and hate the other. If you are a follower of Jesus, you will not follow Satan in any area in your life. And I tell God, thank you. When we follow Jesus, because as an individual, we have taken that responsibility to choose to follow him. We have chosen to do a work for him, not a work for man or for ourselves. But we do it that God gets glory. As we follow Jesus, we know that we are following in the footsteps of righteousness. And when we follow him, we've already established that when he came, he brought forth the word of God, not to bring peace. And he spoke that, but he brought it as a sword. Yes, God. And as we follow Jesus, might be times that you can't follow mama and daddy because they not following Jesus. Can't follow sister or brother if you're following Jesus. But I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. That everybody that say, Lord, Lord, won't make it into the kingdom of God. But I know for surety that if you live for God and you follow his word, you will get to have eternal life. And as Jesus brought forth the sword, sometime it's going to turn family members against each other. You're going to find that you're going to stand on righteousness. And we, Bob, might not stand on righteousness. And he don't like it or she don't like it because you decided to follow Jesus. But I want to encourage you, keep following and living for God. When we stand on truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, we are following God, and I tell God thank you. You can't just follow God. You got to follow God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They all make one, and I tell God thank you. When we follow him, we know that Jesus didn't compromise. He never softened truth. He never pity-patted anybody. But as we follow him, you're going to find that you got to keep your focus on him. And as we look at the word of God, we find that there were those that started out following him. But at a point, they found it too difficult, and they quit following Jesus. If we look at John 6, verse 66, it said, from the time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And while we are on this journey, yes, it gets difficult on days, but we still got to follow our Heavenly Father. I tell God thank you because when we follow Jesus, we're following the righteous one. We're following the Holy Ghost filled one. And we won't lean to our own understanding. And in all our ways, we will acknowledge him and do what his word say to do. And I tell God, thank you. It gets difficult on days. But we got to decide and choose to serve God. Not only in the good times, but in the times when Satan come at you. Because, see, Satan don't mess with those that he already got. But he will come after God's people to try and get our focus off him. But I have to tell self on days, Gladys, keep your focus on God. I have to give word to myself, not only to the disciples, not only to those that I run into, but I give the word to self. Gladys, you got to keep your focus on God. You said that you were a servant of the true and living God. So you know that Satan is going to come at you, but you got to keep your focus. Those same disciples that walked with him, there were days that they turned from him. I tell God, thank you, that when you get a true relationship with God, you won't turn from him, but you'll keep right on following him. If we look at Matthew 26, verse 56, It's important to know who you're following, babies, and why you are following him or her. But right now, we're talking about following Jesus. Ain't nobody else that I want to follow. Matthew 26, verse 56 say, "But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled." The very ones that you thought would be there were not there, but so that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. The disciples deserted him. They forsook him and they fled. See, that's why the word of God is truth. As we stand on the word of God will keep us. The word of God will lead and guide. Have you forsaken God's son Jesus? Or are you still following him with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul? Mark 14, verse 50. The word of God say, "And they all forsook him and fled." He said, we would never compare the failure of Peter and the other disciples at Jesus' arrest to the spiritual and moral failure of pastors of overseers after the death and resurrection of Christ. Peter and the disciples at the time of their failure were not yet under the new covenant. The new covenant did not go into effect until Christ shed his blood upon the cross. So Peter and the disciples had not yet experienced the new birth or the regeneration by the Holy Spirit. But I tell God thank you for his son Jesus going on the cross for us. It said the Holy Spirit was not imparted to them in his indwelling and sanctifying presence until the day of Christ's resurrection, when he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." I tell God thank you for being a forgiving God, for being the God that knows what we need, for being the God that will come to our rescue. Listen to this. It said, when Peter and the disciples forsook Christ, they did not possess the advantage of those who were conscious of the moral implications of Christ's sacrificial death on the cross. Nor did they have a sustaining faith inspired by his resurrection from the dead. In other words, this passage should not be used to justify restoring a leader to ministry who, because of his own sins and moral laxativity, has voluntarily cast aside his personal and spiritual life. I tell God, thank you. We got to choose. When Jesus went on the cross, and he was went in the grave, and then he was resurrected, it changed the whole scenario. I tell God, thank you for all that his son Jesus did for us. What his death did for all mankind. I tell God thank you that Peter denied Jesus three times. And Jesus had already told him that he would deny him. And if you want to find that, go to Matthew 26, verse 69. Through 75. See, Jesus knows what man will do. I tell God thank you. Matthew 26, verse 69 said, Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And he again, and again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him, they stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice, meaning three times. And he went out, and he wept bitterly. See, Jesus knows all things. He knows who's following him, and he knows who is not following him. He knows who is genuine, and he knows who is a hypocrite. When we follow Jesus, we follow him with our whole heart, mind, body, and soul. And I tell God, thank you. See, Jesus had already told Peter that he was going to deny him. And here it comes right here. And they come to him and ask him, do he know Jesus? And he denied him. Have you ever been questioned about your walk? And because you don't want them to know that you are holy, you will take down. Been there, done that in the past. But I won't take down in this life that I'm living now. Yes, I love God. Yes, I'm following him. I'm a servant of the Most High God. We got to stand on the word because, see, Jesus stood on the word. He didn't take down. I tell God, thank him. And to follow Christ, that means that he has become my everything. He's my all in all. If you are following Jesus Christ, he is your all in all. He is your everything. You are not putting nothing or nobody else before him. You can't put son, you can't put daughter, you can't put desires, you can't put material stuff before God's son, Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. Not only can you not put it before his son, Jesus, you can't put it before God, because God in his word said, thou shalt worship no other God. And I tell God, thank you. To follow God, we determine whether we have eternal life. When we follow Jesus and his Father and the Holy Ghost, because, see, all three makes one, then we know that we are following the triune, the Holy Ones, yeah, God. Because, see, in the beginning, Jesus was with his Father. The Holy Ghost was there, yes, and I tell God, thank you. That we can only follow one leader at a time. We can't follow Satan and Jesus at the same time. If we look at Matthew 6, verse 24, I tell God, thank you for the word of God. The words say, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. I tell God, thank him. And as we look at mammon, mammon is talking about money. If I put money before God, I am not serving the true and living God. We can't serve two masters. The word of God has already told us that. If I am serving God, I got to know that he will supply all of my needs. I got to know that I will follow him every day to the week, not just on Sunday, on Bible study night and special occasion, but I got to follow him. You got to follow him if you are a follower of the true and living God. You follow him every day, every aspect of your life. Can't put money before God. Listen to this. It said to serve money is to place such a high value on it that we place our trust and faith in it. Look to it for our ultimate security and happiness. Expect it to guarantee our future and desire it more than we desire God's righteousness and kingdom. And yes, there are people who love money more than they love God. But I love God with my whole heart. I won't put family. I won't put money. I won't put stuff before the living God. The word of God have already let us know Jesus spoke these words. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other. If you are walking in sin, you are serving Satan. Got to serve. Notice that there ain't no little sin. There ain't no big sin. Sin is sin, and righteousness is righteousness. The words say you can't serve two masters. I tell God, thank you. You're going to love one and hate the other. I tell God, thank you. Then Jesus went on to say, you will hold to one and despise the other. We got to choose who we're going to follow. We got to choose who we are going to serve. I tell God, thank you. Because in his word, he let us know that we can't have no other God before him. Exodus 20:3, the word of God says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. I tell God, thank you. As a servant of God and you are following God, your worship must be to God Almighty, all alone and nobody else. I tell God, thank you. If I don't worship the true and living God and serve him with my whole heart, I become a liar and ain't no truth in me. I tell God, thank you. I can't just serve him on Sunday. I got to serve him each and every day. He tells us that we can't serve, can't have no other God. I tell God, thank you. As a believer, you got to be totally committed unto God. Totally committed to his son Jesus. Totally committed to the Holy Ghost of God. I tell God, thank you, that as a believer that is following Jesus, you're going to find that your purpose in this life as you're walking here is to love God with your whole heart. Not part of it, but your whole heart. With your soul, your might. And that you rely on him. I rely on God. I rely on his son, Jesus, to take care of me. Because I know if I follow him, if I don't take my eyes off him, I won't hit the exit ramp. If you take your eyes off Jesus and you start to look at stuff and other things, you will hit the exit ramp. You ever been riding down the road, purpose on going somewhere, and then you look off to the right and you see that they're having a yard sale, and you hit that exit ramp And you get off and you go out there and you start shopping. When you're serving God, you got to keep your focus on him. You can't take your focus off Jesus. If you take your focus off him, you're going to hit the exit ramp. What you go off that ramp for, hey God, might not be what God would desire you to do. I tell God, thank you. Keep following Jesus. Don't follow Satan. The word of God let us know you can't serve two masters. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hey, God. Thank you, 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 God.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
Leave it in the hands.
put your hand together. Think about what you've done for me, respectfully, Lord, you've met me, you're the only one to give me the victory, y'all repeat after me, so I pray that you say, if my life always comes up, remember this one. This is my favorite. Listen. Sure will love see he, my loved one who gone long before. Can I get a witness on here? Shake hands with the air. Song, yo. It's when she, yeah, yeah, before, yeah. Isn't that a holy right to place?
right is wrong is just wrong. No matter how you do it, can I get a witness? Oh, yeah. You're seeking for salvation, but you keep on doing wrong. How many know you won't find it? From your wicked ways, shake the Lord's hand. Shoot, use that thing on your side. Will it be God? Will it be bad? Ain't no right way. Can I do it this? No, 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 no. Ain't no right way. Yeah. Well, y'all hear me singing.
Give yourselves a hand. We're going to go back and do some old ones and some new ones. But right now, I got a song that I love. And y'all let me know if y'all like it. Will y'all do that? Will y'all do that? Alton?
If there's a rain in my life, I know that God's gonna work it out. If there's
a rain in my life,
oh yeah,
God's gonna work it out.
But then God's never left me alone. He'll work it out. Oh, yeah. God's gonna work it out.
Is that all right? Is that all right? Y'all put those holy hands together. Now every now and then, when the rain comes, a storm will come. And somebody didn't know it. The wind of storms blowing. Y'all just sway with the wind a little bit. And now say,
if there's a storm blowing in my life, I know that God's gonna work it out.
You better know.
Can I get a down home country witness? God will.
God's gonna work it.
I don't know about you, but see,
you know.
In my life, if there's trouble in my life,
I said God's gonna work it out.
Trouble
in my life.
Y'all ain't gonna pray with me tonight. How many know that God will?
God's gonna work.
You see, I can't speak for you, but listen,
I had a little trouble in my life.
Right here today, I got news.
Trouble don't last. It don't last always.
Won't he work it out, y'all? Won't he do? Can I get a witness here tonight? Somebody that know he will. If you know that you know that you know he will, get up on your feet.
Witness
to just do like this. Won't he work it out? That situation you going through tonight, God will.
That
know.
Won't he work it out?
Fire. He'll work it.
Oh, Give God a hand praise. Y'all don't mind, I'm getting ready to sing my song tonight. Oh, yeah, yeah. Y'all soften it down real quiet, soften it. I cannot tell that the Lord has done for me. Can I say this?